It's here and now. The International Olympic Committee will name the host city for the 2020 Summer Olympics during its meeting tomorrow in Argentina. The three finalists are Tokyo, Madrid, and Istanbul. The BBC's Alex Capstick joins us from Buenos Aires. And Alex, I imagine there's some creative last-minute lobbying efforts going on amongst the potential host cities. What are they doing to win the bid?
Yes, they're frantically rushing around their city to various hotels, hotel lobbies, talking to as many people as they can, scrambling around for crucial votes ahead of what is being described as one of the tightest races for the hosting of Olympic Games in the history of these events. I spoke to one senior IOC member a few hours ago who said that when he arrived here in Buenos Aires at the start of the week, he thought he knew which city he was going to win. He wouldn't tell him which one it was. But that now is not the case. He thinks they're all about level. It's just too tight to call. So a lot will rest on the presentations that will take place here in the hotel convention room on Saturday morning and into the afternoon. It's about how the bids portray the emotion, the passion for wanting to host the Games. That will be all important when they present before the ISU members here on Saturday.
It seems somewhat unusual that there isn't a clear favourite or favourites this late into the process.
Yes, I mean, you could say that early on, and when this whole process began a couple of years ago, Istanbul had this really unique message and quite a compelling message to bring the Games to a mainly Muslim country for the first time, a Games on two continents, Europe and Asia, and it seemed to gain a lot of support very early on. Madrid was lagging behind. Tokyo has always been there as a strong, safe pair of hands. But more recently, probably because of the political protests and the way the Turkish government handled it, they were accused of being heavy-handed. And the others have caught up, especially Madrid. Madrid, when they said they were going to enter this race, people sort of laughed a little bit and said, well, what are you doing? You know, you haven't got any money in Spain. How can you possibly host an Olympic Games? And Madrid just kept quiet, and they said they've got a very, very low budget, $1.9 billion for the construction. And they had a very impressive presentation in Lausanne a few months ago, kind of a dummy run for what's going to take place here on Saturday. You'd have to say that all three are neck and neck, and that's because probably Istanbul has slipped a little bit from where they were 6 or 7 months ago.
Interesting. And just as a reminder, Tokyo held the Olympic Games back in 1964, and Spain obviously had Barcelona as a host city in 1992. So we'll see what the IOC decides on Saturday. But what about on Sunday, when the International Olympic Committee will also announce whether some sports will return to the Games?
Well, I've just been listening to the Wrestling Federation give their media conference here in Buenos Aires. They were surprisingly kicked out of the Olympics by the IOC's executive board earlier this year, and since then they have got a new president. They've changed the rules of wrestling. They've made it much more user-friendly. Wrestling has been in the Olympics forever, for thousands of years. They're determined to get back in, and many people think they are very much the strong favorites. They've got a lot of support within the IOC. Up against them, a joint bid from baseball and softball. Baseball and softball were in the Games the last time they were. They were an event in the Games in 2008 in Beijing. And then squash is trying again. Squash is the only one of the three that's never been in the Olympics. It's been knocking on the door for a long time now. They reckon this is their best chance. But I think because wrestling is one of the three, the other two are really up against it.
Now, finally, Alex, the IOC's perhaps biggest change coming up will be on Tuesday when it elects a new president to replace current president Jacques Roga. I mean, given the debates over human rights and Russia and China and their hosting of Winter and Summer Olympics, and also past issues about alleged corruption in the IOC, what do you think Roga's legacy is?
Talking to the members this week, they all say that he's been a steadying hand, and a man that they needed at the time. Remember, he joined the Olympic movement after the Salt Lake City scandal, the bribery scandal, the resignation of around 10 IOC members for taking bribes ahead of the vote for the Winter Olympics in 2002, which Salt Lake City won. He didn't ruffle too many feathers, but he was a steadying hand, and that's what the movement needed. And he needed to bring people together. And under his leadership, there have been some very good Olympic Games. We had 2008 in Beijing, which went down well, and in London in 2012, the Summer Games, the Winter Games in Vancouver, described as one of the best ever in 2010. So he is seen as a person who's done a very good job keeping a steady gaze over the Olympic move and making sure that it moves in the right direction.
The BBC's Alex Capstick speaking to us from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Alex, thank you.
It's a pleasure.